Sneakers.com.
Welcome back. In the Zone, live from Middleton Heat and Air. Easy to find in Bryant, Arkansas, even for guys who've never had the pleasure of being here before, like Bill Vickery. Wasn't it easy to find today?
Go right here.
And normally you don't really need to find it. You just call and they come to you.
Yeah, that's the beauty of that.
Yeah, because it's hard to pull your air conditioner out and bring it here. You ever had anybody show up here, Ron, with an air conditioner in tow, like, hey, here's my air conditioner. Could you fix her up for me? That'd be weird, huh? That's an awkward situation.
It would be. I've never seen that yet.
No, that's probably not good for anyone. Uh-oh, got to work. Sorry.
It's just like being in those meetings in the White House when someone comes in and passes someone. We need to go. We've declared war.
There's been an incident. Okay, sorry. Okay, well, that's good. So you actually go to them. We were talking about the maintenance agreement plan, which I was not aware of until this morning. Reduce your chances of major repair by over 60%.
You betcha.
Hey, well,
I like being proactive.
Got to be.
Yeah.
When it's 105 degrees, you'll be thankful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the point. Would you rather have a hot day, if you had to choose between the two, you're having a heart attack and you need 911 to get there quickly, or you call Middleton and it's 103 in your home and you've got a party that evening? I've got to think they'll probably go with you first.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bad situation.
Response time would be probably
faster. At the very least, it's something I want to make sure I get checked out on the front end. That way, at least I don't feel guilty afterwards.
Oh, yeah. When it goes out and it's 105 degrees, it's miserable.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
See, in my luck, it would be like I'm doing a cookout for 50 people, and I run out of propane, and my air goes out. See, that's the worst.
You're calling Hank Hill and Middleton.
But as I was telling Bill.
Where do you live? You live on the moon?
Well, for my gas grill.
Oh, okay.
Talking about, not for the house. Yeah. So... You are the Winston Wolf of Middleton Heat and Air. You solve problems. You're kind of the go-to guy.
If there's
an issue, you bring in the Wolf, and you're the guy. Does anybody call you that around here?
Not yet.
That should be your new nickname. Everybody start referring to Ron as the Wolf, please, because he is like Winston Wolf from Pulp Fiction.
I think last time you called me LaRon.
I think fast, I talk fast, and I need you guys to act fast if you want to get out of this. So pretty please, with sugar on top, clean the car.
That's it. Pretty please with sugar on top. Fix the beeping air, because that's what they do here. So, do you get any time off in the summer, or are you just grinding?
Grinding.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, got a lot going on.
So what do we need people to know as far as what kinds of things do you look for when you're doing these checkups at the beginning of the season?
The most crucial part of an HVAC system is airflow. To keep airflow going, you have to have them maintained. If you don't keep them maintained, you're going to have problems. They're going to cost you money to run. Your comfortability is going to go downhill. They're not going to dehumidify. It's going to cost you a lot of money to run the unit. So you want to get on a good maintenance program. We offer a great maintenance program here, a 44-point inspection, a 22-point spring, 22-point fall checkup. Mm-hmm. And it keeps your system operating in peak performance.
Do you? We've talked before, I think, about the venting of the air too, and there you guys can actually go in and rearrange some of that stuff, right?
You bet we can.
How does that work?
Depends on the situation.
I understand.
There's a lot of flexible ductwork out there, and it's kind of like a slinky you pull out of a box.
For fun, it's a wonderful toy.
It's not good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it out there. We don't use it anymore. Hadn't used it in a long time. But there's a lot of it. A lot of it's in between walls and between floors. Over time, it will deteriorate. It basically comes down to your system's as good as your ductwork. If you've got lousy ductwork, you can spend all the money you want in the world on a system. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get the performance out of it. So you need to have that checked as well and make sure that you have the proper ductwork, that it's sized properly, it's sealed properly. That way you're getting the benefits that you're paying for when you purchase a nice system.
How often do you go out and you see people that don't have anywhere near as big a system as they need for what they're trying to cool?
They're everywhere. I mean, there is a lot of them out there. And
How does that happen?
And typically, it's on the front end because of the new construction issues. It comes from on the front end. It's everywhere. I mean, there's tons of them, and it's half a ton. It's usually a half a ton, and it's usually on the front end of the new construction. Whenever It's saving pennies on the front end, and you're really not, because in the back end, then you got to go back in and do more duct work because you have to add a half a ton or sometimes
you.
A ton.
Do you have a typical amount where you say, okay, this many square feet, you need at least this much, or how, do you have like a formula for that?
No, it's they did years ago. That's how they did it. It's not that away today. There's a lot of science into this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which way the home faces, the insulation values, what type of windows, you know, the shade. You know, there's several issues that we have to look at to determine the size of the system. When we take all this information, we run what we call a load on a home, and a heat load and cooling load, and it determines what size we need for that house.
Phil's just sitting this whole section out. It's good. Next time we got to get the Wolf a headset because you talk with your hands. You're just like Winston Wolf.
So, I'm used to having a headset on, so it's kind of different.
You think fast. You don't necessarily talk so fast, but you do talk with your hands much like Winston Wolf, so you do have some similarities there. We all know that Sling County is the home of – it's probably the hottest place in the state for baseball. With all due respect to the rest of the state, no offense to anybody else listening in any other part of the state, but we have two All-Stars, and if any other county in the state of Arkansas can claim two All-Stars this year, then you get to have the nod. But right now we've got Travis Wood and Cliff Lee.
You betcha.
They're going to be All-Stars this year. And I know your son's team just finished a good run in the
11-year-old U-Trip,
okay.
Eastern Elite. They did. They just won the state championship.
Well, congratulations. Where was that played?
Actually played in West Memphis.
Okay. That's cool. So what now? They move on?
No, the year's over. They're not going to the World Series this year. So now we're going to Cal Ripken.
Okay.
Southern Regionals next week.
Yeah. How old was he when he started?
When he started? Seven.
Okay. Did you play ball growing up?
I played basketball.
You're a basketball guy.
Okay. I love basketball.
Yeah. You told me you ran to Cliff Lee. How's he shoot it?
Yeah. And I didn't know who he was at the time.
How long ago was this?
About 4 years ago.
It was before he won the Cy Young, you said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was an experience. Great guy.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy.
He is a good guy.
Good as you'll find.
So you ran into him and you were just shooting hoops and he walks up?
Oh, yeah. He was my son's coach.
Oh, really?
I had no idea who he was.
That's funny.
It was.
So who's coach? Some guy named Cliff. I don't know. Apparently he's some sort of athlete or something. I don't know.
The guy sitting beside me, he looks at me, he's telling me a story. He goes, "You don't know who that is, do you?" I said, "No, am I supposed to?" He said, "Man, that's Cliff Lee. He's pitching for the Cleveland Indians." I was like, "Wow, okay."
How's Cliff's jumper?
Good.
It's good. Okay. Well, I would expect that. He's a good athlete. He's not like Bill Vickery.
Yes, no, but he is in shape and wealthy.
Yes, he is.
So, he's in shape and wealthy.
Nobody's perfect.
There we go. So, other than those two things.
So, what do we want people to know? What do you want to leave them with today?
You need to have your systems maintained.
Hey, so is it okay to get it checked now? I don't want to run into summer. It's not too late, is it?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. It's never too late. Here's the thing. What you have to remember, you know, typically you check them twice a year. But there are a lot of conditions, especially if you live in a neighborhood where they're doing a lot of building or there's a lot of, if there are some fields close and they're doing a lot of mowing and dirt work, your units are going to get stopped up quicker than most others. If you're in an environment like that or down on the river, the cottonwood trees, you'd be amazed how much damage that stuff causes to these units in a short period of time. So you can have them maintained, and in a short period of time, you can have issues again. So you want to look at it. You want to walk out and look at your systems, make sure that they're not stopping up, don't have debris covering them. They need airflow completely around them. These are the things that we look for every time we go out and maintain systems.
All right. 1-800-404-0371.
Yes, sir.
MiddletonInc.com.